Welcome back to Blank Canvas. I'm Diana Sands, and I'm accompanied by Maddie and Zenobia.
All right.
Let's talk events.
Well, the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, and by extension, of course, the Department of Culture, we are always trying to do something to get into the community. This administration and our minister, he is adamant about culture and sports and youth and creating programs and initiatives and platforms. And it basically just works into what it is that we do at Culture. So our director, Mrs. Derica Delaval Grant, she constantly has us brainstorming. What can we do? What can we do? What's fresh and new? How can we make this different from something that has happened before and whatnot? And so we basically came up with these initiatives. We have Ms. Portia Sands. She's our assistant director of culture, and she is she's probably known for her Barabuki and Barabi. Barabuki and Barabi. Yeah, I gotta say it right. Stories and recollections and whatnot. She's an author. And one of the things that we know for sure is that the written word in this country has suffered, and it's so far in the back. You know, the music and the art get seen all the time, but the authors who work and write books and what have you, they very rarely get seen or heard. And so it's a good thing that Mrs. Sands is there, and we are trying to push and find avenues for poets and authors and storytellers and whatnot to get out there and have their stuff seen. And so what we came up with was the National Anthology of Short Stories, and basically looking for those persons that have unpublished works. The deadline for this would have passed already because it was in April, even though we extended it a little bit. And we've had quite a number of persons that entered their stories, from grade school students to mothers and fathers, grandmothers who, you know, bought in their stories. And we would have engaged authors like Dr. Charmaine Miller and Patricia Glinton Miraculous and those persons to be those persons that would vet it and edit it and look at it and say, you know, is this worthy? Is it showing our culture? Is the wording right? And, you know, those ladies are very dicty with their speech and whatnot. And so this has been a big thing, and we are very pleased at the amount of stories that have been entered. And I think it's safe to say that there will definitely, this is something that's going to continue.
So when you submit your work, what happens?
Well, of course, there's a lot of legal stuff that has to go into it, because of course we have to get permission to publish it. It means that you still hold your rights as the writer and whatnot have you. The ministry is definitely working in collaboration with the authors. And so all that would definitely go through legal channels. So persons do not have to be in fear of losing the rights to their work or somebody claiming that it is their work and whatnot. And there will be some sort of stipend or compensation for it. I'm not sure what it is, but you know, there will be. But at the end of the day, can you imagine an anthology of Bahamian stories that you'll be able to brag and say that my work is a part of this?
Wow. Yeah.
You understand? And a child that's in, a student that's in high school or something, to be able to say that I wrote this story and it's in this compilation.
Right.
You know, and so we're very proud of that. And, you know, definitely hats off and kudos to Mrs. Sands for coming up with that. And out of that, we've been doing things like the Bahamian Dialogues. And it's been literally getting the voice of the cultural people, the voice of the cultural society. We've had Bahamian Dialogues with writers, authors, poets. Mrs. Sands has been doing workshops on the weekends. Not only her, we've had one on fashion, we've had one on pageantry, because we know that especially of late, pageants have been in the highlight because of, you know, our Miss Bahamas and her accomplishments. We've had film and photography, Eric Rose from BIS, Bahamas Information Services. He would have hosted that. I would have hosted one with the entertainers and musicians. And basically, listening to the voice of the people, what is it that you need? What is it that you want to happen? How is it that the government can create ways to help you? What platforms? Ellery DeVoe, who's in charge of art, he's the officer in charge of art at the Department of Culture, and he would have hosted one with artists from the community. What is it that you have? What is it? How do you want to get your art out there? You know, the different mediums that he used, or I don't know if I'm sure it goes through. I don't want to say fads, but I guess different things is happening in the trends. What's trending in art? What's trending in art? What's trending in these different things? And so the Bahamian dialogues have been a great thing, and we intend to continue it and intend to get persons to chime in a little bit more. We've not had the audiences that we would like. And that's because, of course, like you say, in a silo, the artists are here, right. The writers are there, the dancers are there, and they only look for things that pertain to dance, things that pertain to art, and whatnot. But when you look at it from a cultural aspect, we all should have a say.
Yeah.
Because even though I'm not an artist, I know what I like. You understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of times that I may not understand, but why it crooked? And you'd be like, well, it ain't really crooked. You know, it's the angle that you, and you know, and so... It's learning.
Yeah.
You know, we learn from each other and we learn what it is that makes it what it is.
I like the fact that you guys call it the Bahamian dialogue, because somebody else would have coined it like a masterclass. Because as you describe it, it's a masterclass.
Yeah.
But then when you use wording like that, you kind of create that elitist tone.
And a lot of people would stay away and they'd be like, oh, that's not for me. Yeah. No, we want everybody involved.
There you go.
We want everybody involved. We're doing... the discussions on, and one of the things that we're leading the way into, and this is with Mrs. Grant, because she said, what makes us Bahamian? And, you know, you hear the crickets. You know, I always say to my students, listen, they got sun, sand, and sea in Greece.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? What makes us different from them? What about our culture makes us different? Who are we? Or my grammy would say, who you is? You know, who your people is,
yeah.
You know. And so that is what it is that we are looking for now. We have the discussions that are coming up. And, of course, we know that we would have heard this in the society and in the government and what have you. What's the national dress? Do we have one? No. What is the national... And the closest that we know would be Androsia. You understand what I'm saying? And when you look at it, the way that Androsia is made isn't really Bahamian.
No.
But of course, it's the closest. It's the closest thing to be got.
Right.
You know, there's no national style.
Right.
You know, is there a national dance? Is there a national food? Well, hey, listen, warm enough. As far as I want, listen, I eyes be shouting from the back of the room. Crab and dough. You know, and so the discussion is coming up. What is the national food? Conch salad. Okay, so it's conch salad. Crab and dough. Hello, and that's my Andrew's root shouting. Yeah, crab and dough. Nobody else in the world eats crab and no like the Bahamian.
Yeah.
Nobody else in the world prepares crab and whatever like Bahamian.
But it's funny though. It depends on where you get that crab and dough from.
Yeah.
Because, see, you know, Andra's got a very special way of making that crab and dough.
And that is the culture right there. Mm-hmm. Andra's has a culture of making it. Cat Island has a culture of making it. You understand what I'm saying? So there's a culture within a culture.
Right.
And so this is why we're having the discussions to bring people in and say, oh, I didn't know that, you know. Right. And so that's what the Bahamian dialogues are all about. The national sport, of course, and we know on the books it says cricket. So the discussion has been come up that it should be sloop sailing, it should be
parking.
And you know, there was a whole debate over how Nassau says it versus Freeport, but Porky,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
I know.
Wow. So, you know, and there it goes again with the cultures within a culture. It's called something different where, you know.
Sounds like I need to sign up for one of these Bahamian dialogues.
Listen. So it gets very interesting. It gets very heated sometimes because the musicians, oh, Lord, Fred Ferguson, my wonderful friend, chimed in and on it. He turned that discussion upside down.
But that's what you mean. Yeah,
exactly. You know, we're not here to tiptoe and we're not.
Because also that's a part of our Bahamian culture. That's right. How we communicate. That's
you want to be. You want to be respectful, of course, right. And respectful of people's opinions and the way that they look at things. But then still, don't sit here and try and tiptoe. We ain't getting none of you.
Shake the table.
If you tiptoeing around the place, you understand. And so that has been a big part of our schedule and culinary. Yeah, well, culinary. I already spoke about that.
So what else have you guys got scheduled?
What else do we have scheduled? We have something called Sing You Sing.
Now, hold on now. Before you go, when does the dialogues happen? When do they happen?
If persons are interested in the dialogues, the best way to find out, I haven't even mentioned checking us on Facebook, M-O-Y-C, which is Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. M-O-Y-S-C. _ B-A-H. So that's Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. _ BAH for Bahamas, of course. And that's Instagram. That's Facebook. And the schedules are there. We put the flyers out there. Also, we are on Facebook as the Division of Culture Bahamas. And there's usually a lot of things on with the... There's a Facebook page for E. Clement Bethel National Arts Festival as well.
Okay.
And so... these are usually all tagged. We have a schedule with those things coming out because they would have been ongoing since our cultural month, which happens in December of every year. And so we've had them ongoing, and they will be ongoing coming up. But definitely, if people are interested in all that, it happens every second and fourth Monday at 6:30 p.m. And it happens via Zoom. So you can come in and go on the Zoom link, or you can just watch it from the Facebook page live.
Okay.
Because we do it live. And we're doing everything, man. We're trying to get the DJs involved, you know, the seasoned musicians, craft and straw work and whatnot. And you all know that there's not only that traditional way of the straw work anymore. I mean,
We recently
in the studio, y'all.
We recently had a discussion with Avery Wright. You know, her family. She comes from a family of straw makers, straw vendors.
Right. They sit down and plant everything. Yeah, they dry it, they beat it, they everything.
And we did talk about the expansion of so many people who are now making bags.
Yes.
They're doing. We had wine. Carriers in the mixed media store.
Right,
you can please visit the National Art Gallery's mixed media store. We have an abundance of a wide variety of straw
work. Those are the things that you buy for Christmas and Mother's Day and Valentine's
and birthdays.
Yes,
let's normalize it. They are, and you won't be able to see anything like. I mean, it's so beautiful. We have some of the most. We have pens made out of wood, indigenous Bahamian wood.
Maddie, I come to see you.
It's just, it's beautiful.
Okay. We also have these amazing straw pillows that someone just brought in.
Straw pillows. Yeah, you got to explain that to me, honey. Because I
draw pillows, straw beautiful. On one side and burlap on the next side.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Wow.
Beautiful. Well, anyway, let's not get sidetracked, right? Let's go on to Sing You Sing now, because you started to get into that.
So Sing You Sing. We have it's gospel related. When I say gospel, I mean inspirational, related, which means that on the first month we would have released it in April. We got a little shaky coming in. We got the word out there, and what we literally want people to do is sing and sing. Just send us a video. It could be you, it could be a duet, it could be a group. We have a lot of singing families.
Yes.
We have students that sing, you know, people that sing. Don't sing in the shower and send a video now. Sing, you know, But, you know, this time it was online, of course. You submit a video of your favorite song, and we give you a theme, okay? And then at the end of it, we will post the videos to our Facebook page, and, of course, the persons with the most likes would receive a prize. And we have all sorts of prizes, cultural prizes. We've gotten a lot of vendors to donate for this cause, and it's again trying to get people to just come in and show what it is that they have. I saw something the other day where this lady was on Cat Island, and she went to a funeral, and she was walking up to these person's house, and a group of them was sitting under the carport, and the lady was making food, and the people that were sitting around her, they were singing, and they were singing in full harmony, honey.
Wow.
I was like, geez, that sound good, eh? And we know the words just go, you know what I mean? But they were blending in.
Come on, quiet.
You know, and I'm like, that's the kind of stuff that we want to see happen because that's real life.
That's our right. culture.
You, and it is the culture, you know, and this is what Singy Sing is. This month's theme is hymns.
Okay.
So, you know, you want to sing it, send it in and whatnot. That's extended until May 27th. Mm-hmm. That's the end of the month. Like I said, that started in April, but we've extended it to May 27th. And
how do they submit their videos?
They submit their videos, MYSC. I get my letters mixed up. MYSC, Ministry, Youth, Sports, Culture, at bahamas.gov.bs. I'll say that again. MYSC@bahamas.gov.bs and submit the videos and just say you want to be entered for the Singing Sing competition. Nice. And make sure I include all your information and whatnot. And persons, if you can't remember any of this stuff, I'm always on Facebook. Just send me a inbox message and, you know, I'll find it and whatnot. Just let me know what it's all about and I will most definitely guide you in the right path. But the Singy Sing, we're going to go to choirs and then, of course, Kirk Franklin style and all sorts of different things. So, yeah.
This is amazing. But we're going to have to pick this up all after right. the break. So we'll take a quick break and return to the schedule, this amazing schedule. And we have so many things to go over yes. on that. But in the meantime, don't forget that the NAGB has a beautiful campus that is available for rental events. You can view available options by visiting us in person or at our website, nagb.org.bs. Our operating hours are Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sundays, 12 noon to 5 p.m., closed Mondays and holidays. We'll be back in a few minutes.